Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this morning from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa. On behalf of our producer, Justin Barker, we'd like to thank you for listening and also thank our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenrief of NAI United. Today we're joined by a first-time guest, a gentleman who's affiliated with Siouxland Go, formerly known as Sioux City Go or SCGO. They recently went through their evolution of a name change, I believe after about 20 years. Mr. Jeremiah Back is with us. Jeremiah serves as the treasurer of Siouxland Go. He's also a commercial services representative with Security National Bank. Jeremiah, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, we appreciate you stepping in and pinch-hitting, and I understand one of your colleagues is feeling a little bit under the weather, but thanks for slipping into the studio early on a bit of an overcast morning. But in any event, we are going to spend the bulk of the program today talking about Siouxland Go and the upcoming innovation market. Before we get there, we always like to begin by introducing our KSCJ, Powell Broadcasting, listening audience to our guests. Tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Yeah, so I grew up in small town Cherokee, Iowa, about an hour northeast of here. I'm sure everyone knows where that is.
Are they still the Cherokee Braves?
The Cherokee Braves, yeah.
Very good.
Yep. I ended up in Sioux City through Morningside College. I got a scholarship to play football for Coach Ryan, and after 4 years at Morningside, I got a job at Security National Bank as a teller while I was still in college, and my career has blossomed since then.
Awful lot of people who began their careers at Security National Bank complete their careers at Security National Bank. It's a remarkable institution. Shout out to the chair at Security National Bank, Mr. Doug Rice, who serves on the board of directors of one of the organizations I have responsibility for, the Siouxland Initiative. Also shout out to a couple of gentlemen who were recently promoted at Security National Bank, Jeremy Craighead, the president of the organization, and Jeremy Yule, an EVP, promoted to EVP. Great organization, does an awful lot in this community, and we wish you a long career. What's remarkable, Dave Holub was there for 40-plus years, yeah. Rich Waller 40-plus years, and Doug Rice told me he's 50-plus now.
Yeah. We just celebrated his 50th at our awards banquet.
It's remarkable, and we really do appreciate everything that locally owned and operated financial institution does for Sioux City in the Siouxland Tri-State region. So please give them our very best. Now, when you talk about Cherokee, Iowa, you gloss over that pretty quickly, and we have a policy that we don't ever let anybody gloss over grade school and high school that quickly. What were you involved with in Cherokee as a high school student?
Yeah, so in Cherokee, I was involved on the football team as well as the wrestling team.
Tell us a little bit about your football and wrestling tenure.
Yeah, so football, we didn't really have a spectacular team. Nonetheless, we won a few games. Wrestling was a sport that I had joined my freshman year of high school to stay conditioned for football because I knew I enjoyed football more than any other sport.
You're so a bigger guy. What weight?
I wrestled heavyweight.
Okay.
And surprisingly, maybe not surprisingly, I had to cut weight my junior year to make heavyweight weight class.
Wait. Isn't the threshold 285?
It is, yeah.
You had to cut to make 285?
As a 16-year-old
I said you're a big
kid,
guy,
yeah.
But you're not that big.
Yeah, I was even bigger as a 16-year-old kid than I am now.
Wow.
Kind of crazy.
What'd you play in football? Offensive line?
In high school, I played offensive and defensive line. At Morningside, I played right tackle on the offensive line.
Sure. So, and what did you tip the scales at as a football player at Morningside?
Well, if you know Morningside football, you know we like to get as many plays in as we can on the offensive side. So we ran far and we ran fast. So we had to be conditioned, and I weighed maybe 265 to 270 as a tackle, but we could move. So
I can see by your present appearance that I haven't fed you in the last 5 years.
I'm well fed.
You're not well fed. You're a shadow of your former self. So a shout out to some friends in Cherokee. You know, you talk about wrestling there. Leo Hupke and the Hupke family from Cherokee. Coach Hupke started the wrestling program at Helan High School in the late 1960s.
Mm-hmm. He was a darn good wrestler himself.
And yeah, great, great family legacy mm-hmm. there. His son Chris is a good friend. Son Dewey, I mean, I know all of the Hupke kids, but Chris and I were running in the Tomahawk relays some 30, 35 years ago, freezing cold wind, blowing in our face on the back stretch of the second lap of a 4x800. We got stocking caps and tube socks on our hands and looking at each other going, this is miserable. Yeah. You know, sometimes people forget that running track when it's snowing is not fun.
Yeah, and track season in the spring in Iowa can definitely get weather like that. So.
Well, shout out to all our friends in Cherokee. Dear friend Bill Anderson and his wife Angie are leading economic development in Cherokee County, and Bill, the former state senator, now doing a tremendous job with economic development in your hometown in that county. So what did you study at Morningside College? Obviously, you went to play football. Let me ask you this. Did you enjoy any of those national championship years, or did you just miss them?
I just missed them. So my last year of football was 2015, and 2018 and 19 were the 2 years that they won them, and then they won them this year.
You're not wearing any rings, so that's
I'm not.
No. You set the table for their success.
I suppose you could say that, but I don't think I individually did.
That's the way I'd look at it.
We had a lot of fun.
What did you study while a student at Morningside?
Yeah, so I studied business administration with a focus in management.
Okay.
When I tell people that, it's the story of I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I was fortunate enough to get in the door at Security National Bank. And as you were saying earlier, there's a lot of great tenure and a lot of great people leading the organization. So I've been very fortunate.
Yeah, when you look at the number of people in that organization who have decades of service, I think it speaks volumes about their commitment to their employees, their commitment to the community. So kudos to you and continued success. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Jeremiah Back. Jeremiah serves as the treasurer of the Siouxland Growth Organization, formerly Sioux City Go. He's a commercial services representative for Security National Bank. In layman's terms, that means he's a commercial lender. And you said you began as a teller, so tell me a little bit about some of the various roles that you had at the bank before your present responsibility.
Yeah, good question. So I started off as a teller, and I served in that role for a couple months after I graduated college and grew up the ranks on the retail side, going from teller to a banker, served as a banker in a couple different focuses. And got the opportunity in 2019 to manage our Hy-Vee on Hamilton Boulevard branch, which is a very unique branch of Security National Bank.
One of the few banks anywhere that actually has hours on Sunday.
Yeah, 7 days a week. Yeah, it's amazing. Customers love it. So I led that branch. I was the supervisor for that branch for maybe a year and a half. And then in the last 6 months, I was offered a position on the commercial team, and I'm currently going through training. So
I'll tell you, it's interesting. For the first time in a dozen years, in the past week, we saw interest rates for residential mortgages eclipse 5%. Obviously, we're seeing similar things on the commercial side. These are challenging times.
Yeah, but if you take a step back from the last 2 years and you look at interest rates as a whole, you know, historically, 5% is still a pretty darn good interest rate on a residential mortgage or a commercial loan. With these rising interest rates, you know, the Fed has to adjust for inflation, and this is one of the best ways that they can do it. So,
well, I will tell you, as a young person with a very respected financial institution, you're going to get a whale of an education not only internally but externally with everything that's going on. And so we wish you continued success with that organization. Again, this is Chris McGowan hosting Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest today is Jeremiah Back. And after a short commercial break, we're going to visit with Jeremiah about the innovation market. It is a competition for entrepreneurs in the Siouxland tri-state area. The Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative are pleased to be sponsors of this event and to support entrepreneurs throughout our tri-state community. And again, after a short commercial break, we're going to visit with Jeremiah about that upcoming event and other exciting things at Siouxland Go. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday morning, perhaps a donut, a croissant, a Danish, maybe a cup of coffee and hot chocolate. If you're with us in the first half of the program, you know that today our guest is Mr. Jeremiah Back. Jeremiah is a Cherokee, Iowa native who attended Morningside College, now Morningside University. A football player who studied business management, business administration, and went on to Security National Bank, where he's been for the last 6 years. Jeremiah also serves as the treasurer of Siouxland Go, formerly the Sioux City Growth Organization. And Jeremiah, you have the very important innovation market just around the corner. Tell us a little bit about that program and what the date is.
Yeah, so Siouxland Go is very proud to offer Innovation Market. It's our annual, I would say maybe keynote event. It's one of our very special events that we like to host every year. What it is it's a place where people from Siouxland can bring their business ideas, and they all get presented on one day, which is May 5th. And after some voting, the top three business ideas go on in advance to our pitch event, which is scheduled at a later date. And then the three pitches get presented to everyone, all the board members at Security, excuse me.
At Siouxland Growth Organization.
Siouxland Growth Organization, yep. Not Security National.
That's all right. You work for a couple of different employers. I can relate. I work for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, the Siouxland Initiative, the Siouxland Chamber Foundation, and my real boss is at home.
You're
getting great training for your future in that. But so yes, they come back and they pitch to a panel of experts,
correct,
and board members, mm-hmm, and there are some financial awards for the top three. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We're giving away a pool of almost $10,000 this year. The top place going to.
That's fantastic, because what people may not realize is that pool for $10,000 is divided among the top three. Mm-hmm. At the conclusion of the pitch competition. And first place is $5,000, is that right?
$5,000, yep, which is very significant.
So I want to touch upon this for a minute, Jeremiah, because people may not realize that Siouxland Go sponsors Innovation Market, invites entrepreneurs with new and emerging business ideas to compete for seed money. And you still have time to get in, correct?
Absolutely. Our cutoff for applications is April 27th, so next Wednesday.
So this Wednesday, presumably by the end of the day or by the close of business, if you want to be part of this competition, get your application in. Where can they go to find more information?
So as we talked about earlier, our name change did happen last year, and our website is still siouxcitygo.com, so that's where they need to go to submit an application. Although our name is Siouxland Go, our website is still siouxcitygo.com.
So if you go to siouxcitygo.com and click on the Innovation Market heading, it says Kickstart Your Idea. This is the 12th annual Innovation Market, Thursday, May 5th from 5 o'clock to 7 p.m. at Design West Studios at 1014 Design Place, right over there by T&W Tire and State Steel, building formerly owned by the Siouxland Chamber Foundation. Today it's owned by Dave Bernstein of State Steel and Saturday in the Park. And so a shout out to Dave. Thank you so much for making that facility available to Siouxland Go for this competition. So once again, 12th annual Innovation Market coming up on May 5th. And if you wish to compete, you can still get an application in by close of business on Wednesday, April 27th. And all the information can be found at SiouxCityGo.com. Now, Jeremiah, before we start to talk about the prize money, you know, during the break, we were visiting about some of the successful businesses that have emerged from this competition. And one of my favorites, I guess, is Mardo.
That's correct.
The Mardo Brew Pub, right down there on 4th Street, across from the Marriott Courtyard Hotel, with the cool red umbrellas on the outdoor patio. But I tell you what, Eric Martin and his team, Rod Wellman and the rest of the crew down there, they run an incredible business.
Isn't it amazing what they're doing?
And that is a tribute, I think, to the Innovation Market, but they're not the only one. I mean, you were aware of a couple of others that we talked about.
Yeah, so our last year's top place winner was Jefferson Beer Supply, and another notable winner is Jackson Street Brewery. So I don't know if we have a theme going on here, but if you have a brewery idea, maybe you'll get the top prize.
But they're not all that way. I remember a couple of years ago, today this young man is a high school senior at Bishop Heelan. He might have been a freshman or a sophomore, and he came in and pitched an idea. He and his folks had helped conceive of a product that rolls up those water lily pads. Mm-hmm. And he's made a heck of a business out of that. He came, pitched the idea, was successful, and here he is. He's not even out of high school, and he's a successful entrepreneur running his own business. And so, once again, we want to encourage all the listeners, and maybe you have a family member, maybe it's one of your children, maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's your next door neighbor or a classmate. If they have a good business idea and they're looking to be funded, they would be well served to get online at SiouxCityGo.com and learn more about the 2022 Innovation Market, again held on Thursday, May 5th. ISU Design West from 5 until 7 p.m. Now, Jeremiah, that's not the only thing going on at Siouxland Go, and I don't want to pivot from Innovation Market too quickly unless there's something to in case there's something to add. But if not, there's some other exciting things taking place this spring as well.
There are, yeah. So this we touched on it a bit in the first half of the show, but this year we're turning 20 years old. Siouxland Go has been in the community for 20 years, which is just an amazing testament to young professionals in Siouxland and continuing to support the cause and the organization. We also have monthly meetings where we do fun stuff, monthly meetings where we offer opportunities for young professionals to advance in their career or in their self.
And I think that's really important. So those of you who are listening today, or maybe you have a responsibility for business management or leadership and you have some employees. Now, there's not an age cutoff.
There's not. Nope. And we say we're a young professional group.
That's
we don't pick and choose what industry you have to be in either.
Perfectly stated.
Exactly.
So it's a group for young professionals to network in the Siouxland Tri-State region. And they have had a profound impact in their two decades of existence. One of the things that I point back to that a lot of people don't realize is the art that is on display throughout downtown Sioux City and throughout our community. It's its own independent organization today, but it started out as part of the Sioux City Growth Organization, and they spun that off. And they've done numerous, I think, very positive things in our Siouxland community. So I want to encourage people to get involved. Now, I assume they go to the same website to learn more about membership.
That's right, SiouxCityGo.com. You can click in there, learn all about us and our different committees, and ask us any questions that you have. You can also sign up to be a member of Siouxland Grow growth organization on the website there. It's only $75 per year, and just from being a part of the organization for the last 5+ years, I can assure you that $75 is money well spent. Some things that I always like to tell people are, if you are an employee for an organization that believes in the cause of Siouxland Go, we see a lot of corporations cover that $75 fee for their membership for their employees. So that's a very great thing that a lot of our businesses are behind the cause of our organization as well.
Well, there's no doubt that this is an organization that's making a difference in our community every day. I came back to the community a little long in the tooth. The organization was just getting started when I moved back after a number of years serving in the military and in a corporate environment and went to grad school, but came back with a young family, and they were just starting to get things rolling. And what a great job they've done. Jeremiah, I would be remiss if we didn't say we hope you're feeling a little better to your board president, Grace Norquist.
Yeah.
Grace is a little bit under the weather, and so you're pinch hitting and doing a great job. And also, I want to say hello to my colleague, Angela Rogers. Angela is the director of special events at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and I believe one of your colleagues on the board of directors.
She is. Yeah, she's doing a great job with Siouxland Go. She has a lot of great ideas, including the monthly GoPro events, which are our professional development classes, as well as our Go Social, which is a monthly way for us to just get together and socialize and get to know each other better.
Well, please keep up the good work. Give our regards from the Chamber, the Initiative, and the Foundation to all of your peers on your board of directors and all the members of the Siouxland Go or Siouxland Growth Organization. We have already consumed an entire half hour. I cannot believe how quickly time passes, but I want to add one more time, Thursday, May 5th at Design West, the Innovation Market. This is the 12th annual, and it will take place from 5 until 7 p.m., and there's still time to get your application in for this event. They're due by close of business on Wednesday, April 27th. And if you're looking for more information, visit SiouxCityGo.com. Jeremiah Back, thanks so much for spending your Saturday morning with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And if I could, I'd like to plug a couple more things. An annual event that we do is our Corporate Golf Classic. So stay tuned for that. And then, like I said, for the people that have already gone through Siouxland Go, we are, as a teaser, we are planning something for our 20th birthday. So stay tuned for that and be on the lookout for that.
We'll look forward to having you back, or perhaps Grace. Thanks for listening. Make it a great Saturday morning.